Yeah.
Break that beer open.
Oh, yeah!
Here we are. Round four. It's getting dangerous out there.
Oh, yes it is. I can barely see the road from all the heat coming on.
You know what, Ian?
I know. You're going to reach down between my legs.
And ease the seat back.
Wrong song, but the sentiment's the same.
That's right.
Ah, here we are.
That's right. We are back to tell you what's going on with the Podcast Kings Tournament Round 4.
Yes, indeed.
It is ugly. It is brutal. It is fun. And it is what you make it. Am I right?
You were absolutely right about that.
Oh, I can feel it coming. You ready?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah!
Everybody wants some.
I want some too.
You can't get romantic on a subway line. That's not true.
Yeah, not at all.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Ralph. Ken and Ian. I've got Ralph and you on the brain. That's what happens. You guys are in my head.
Yeah. We're on everybody's brain right now.
That's right.
Funny how that happens.
The Podcast Kings tournament is in round four. Here we go. It is insane what's happening. The amount of votes are coming just right and left. It's fast and it's furious. 1 through 8, right? It's crazy.
Yes. You are correct, sir.
And we're going to get into who's battling who and whose listeners are stepping up. But I think you and I are causing a lot of trouble for people today. You, me, and Ralph, and Gary, and Matt, we're causing a lot of trouble for people because they love us both.
Oh, yeah. And a little bit of hate will add some votes, too.
Oh, there you go.
Mix all that together, and you've got the biggest day of the tournament so far.
Yeah.
By far.
So let's first take a look at what happened in round three, how it all shook down. We start out with the Podkiss versus the Kiss Room, and that really was a reunification of that Kiss belt. Because we've been a force for a long time together. The Podkiss and the Kiss Room has been two great shows on one great feed for a very long time. If you go to www.podkiss.com, you'll see both shows. Both shows represent it in the artwork, so it's kind of a reunification of the belt. And I feel that we like had a bye week that week. You know what I mean?
Well, it was.
I don't mean that we started dating guys, but that the Kiss fan base could kind of rest.
Well, I looked at it as, I mean, to me, it's one show.
Yeah.
Really, and I think the voting reflected that.
Me
because
too.
Both of the shows had, I think, a bigger turnout in previous rounds when they were fighting for their respective lives. And then when you got together, I think there was a little malaise. And, you know, could be like, oh, I don't want to vote against the Matt Porter. Or I don't want to vote against Ken Mills.
That's right.
I think maybe some people just maybe stayed out because of that or the fact that, you know, either way, the same show goes on.
Right.
So that was kind of a draw of a matchup, in my opinion. But I love both. You know, I voted for Podkiss simply because Podkiss came first, and to me, they're all one show. I mean, that's the only way you could get me to vote against the Matt Porter.
That's right. You two are in love. I know you are.
Oh, he's lovable and huggable.
That's right, though.
He's not the first man I slept with, but the best.
Hooky with the Wookie, Matt Porter.
Yeah.
The Podkiss and the Kiss Room go on to the next round. Then we had Rock and Metal Combat Podcast up against Growing Up Rock, and it was brutal, and the vote was 353 votes for Rock and Metal Combat Podcast up against Growing Up Rock with 202.
Yeah, it was our toughest match yet. And, you know, unfortunately, there was some drama in that one. And I think, you know, some of it could have easily been avoided and maybe some was blown out of proportion. There was also some that was, you know, evident and real. But it's unfortunate that there's a lot of, you know, we're the one show, I think, that has a lot of haters voting. Because I notice 95% everybody that votes against us, it's the same people. So it's almost like you're losing focus on it's going away from voting for who you like. It's more about who you don't like. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of sad to see. And like I said, there was some unnecessary drama. It got ugly. And I wish that could have got avoided, because the first two matchups we had against Cassius Morris and Ages of Rock, there was absolutely zero drama, and that was great. And, you know, but to me, every round we had to fight for, you know, and we didn't have anything easy. I mean, Cassius Morris is a fucking legend already at his age. You know, nobody handed us that one. And Ages of Rock are a great show with a lot of friends. That was a tough one. And, you know, growing up rock, man, they've got a lot of friends, a lot of followers. So that was a tough one. I didn't think, personally, because of all the drama, I didn't think we were going to make it past that one. But in the end, we did. And, you know, I will send it out to Sonny and Steven. Great matchup. Sorry things went south. And I don't have hard feelings, so.
You should check out the Grown Up Rock podcast. All of these shows deserve some time in your ears. Give them a chance. Test drive them. See what brought them to be part of the original 64 in this contest, right?
Right.
Then we move into the next round. It was Decibel Geek. They took the ball with 580 votes up against Rock Solid with Pat Francis with 442. So people put it out on this one.
This was the matchup of the week. Well, I shouldn't say the week, but of that round.
Yeah, round three.
Because Decibel Geek, I mean, they didn't even have a challenge the first two rounds. I love Decibel Geek. I love them. Great, great show. And I don't mean that as a disrespect to the two shows that they previously went up against. But the fact is, nobody turned out for their competition. I believe in the second round, the show they were up against had 19 votes.
Well, this is part of the problem, and the good thing about it is that there's so much love and respect among a lot of these people and their listeners. Some of them share audiences, right? So it's like you get people saying, hey, man, I'm going to vote for this guy. Right. But I want you to know I still dig what you're putting down. So.
But my thing is, in both the first and second round, Decibel Geek should have had way more votes, way more people. The Decibel Geek fan base, and they're awesome. They're rabid. They're incredible. They're the geeks, man. Mm-hmm. They should have showed up in greater numbers in those first two rounds. But I'm glad they did in the third, because Decibel Geek needed it. Because I don't know what the thing is with Pat Francis, but he can get some fucking votes.
Boy, and, he pulled and, it and out, that, but it wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough, but that was a hard one. And that was
That's
their
what
biggest
she said.
Competition to date. And I hope the Decibel Geek fans keep coming out, because goddamn it, you know, they love their fans and their fans love them. Show up and support Decibel Geek. Don't just take it for granted they're gonna win a round. You need to show up, because they almost got their ass handed to them by Pat Francis.
That's true.
That's my take.
So Decibel Geek moves on to round four. Then up Hard Rock and Trivia, they moved into round four as two. They only got 72 votes. And Metal Wani, the competition in that bracket, was 44. So that was an easy win for just about anybody else in the competition. This is not a slam on either Hard Rock and Trivia or Metal Wani, but it's the tail of the tape, right?
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. This says nothing of the quality of anybody's shows.
Right.
Because you could have the greatest show in the world, and if your listeners don't show up, you don't get represented. You don't move on. This is about the fans.
Right.
You know, something I think starts to get overlooked, you know, between drama and egos of shows and stuff like that. This is about the fans. If your fans don't show up, you don't move on. You've seen a lot of big podcasts go out right away.
Yep, we're going to get to that, too.
Because their fans didn't show up.
Yep. Now, it's weird we take a look at that. We mentioned the amount of votes in this round between Hard Rock and Trivia and Metal Wani. Let's go back one match to Decibel Geek versus Rock Solid. The loser in that competition, in that particular bracket, was they got 442 votes. That's more votes than anyone else got other than Decibel Geek in that round. So that shows you that had they been up against anyone else, they might have lived to see week four.
Yeah.
Or round four. So just something to keep in mind, a little perspective. Up next, we have Pods and Sods. They lost to Metal Voice. And it was, again, not super big numbers, but 128 votes for Rock Pods and Sods and 171 votes for Metal Voice.
Well, I got to tell you, I was very, very disappointed that Pods and Sods, they put up a thing saying they decided to step out of the competition because they didn't like a lot of the back, behind-the-scenes drama that was starting up. And I think that's unfortunate. I think it's unfortunate for their fans because none of that shit had anything to do with Pods and Sods. You know, spoiler alert, a lot of it was involved with my show, but it had nothing to do with Pods and Sods, and they chose to take themselves out. And initially, I didn't even vote on that one because both shows voted against me. So I was like, well, you know what? I'm not going to vote, you know? But then when Pods and Sods dropped out, I was like, well, I'm giving my vote to Metal Voice, and I've already voted for him previously. And that's a podcast I really want to check out when all this is said and done because they seem like a really cool show. So regardless if they voted for me, I still want to check out your show because it sounds really good. But I think it was very wrong of Pods and Sods, and you know they can disagree. But I feel bad for their fans because their fans got them so far because they believed in Pods and Sods. But you know, putting yourself into a situation that had nothing to do with you in the first place, you know, it's a damn shame. But I went as soon as this happened. I went right away and I voted for Metal Voice because you know what, they stayed in it. So you know, I gave them respect for that, whether they voted for me or not. And I think that's the thing. It's a damn shame. And again, I feel bad for the Pods and Sods listeners because I know they have a lot of listeners that love that show.
Great show, but they have. They didn't make it to week four, so Metal Voice moves on. In the next bracket, it was Rock and Roll versus Great Albums, and Great Albums had it for the longest time.
Oh, yeah.
And Brian Cramp, BJ Kahuna, Irving Lipschitz, whatever name he calls himself this week, he decided to wake up and go, this is close. I think I want to win.
Well, you know what? Yours truly gave him a little bit of nudge, and I told him to get up off his ass and do it because he has such a great show.
He does.
And people love BJ. And BJ can be very outspoken on social media. I love it. I love it because, you know, I like to get political on my personal page, not on my, you know, show pages,
right,
but on my personal page. And every time BJ shows up, I love it because he's so articulate and smart in what he says, and he always brings the facts, and he's so sure of himself and so assertive. I'm like, hell yeah, and I want to see more out of that of BJ in general because he is a smart, awesome guy with a great show, but he's had a little bit of, like, he feels weird about asking for the donations and doing other stuff.
He's always felt weird like that. Like, I've always said, make a commercial, and literally, right, I would have to like piece it together from other dialogue. He's not going to make a commercial for his show.
Well, what I hope this does is I hope it gives him the confidence to like believe in himself because he has a great product. And I'm not taking anything away from the show he went up against. A great show as well. But it's nice to see him like step up and like, you know what, I'm going to do this because he does have a great product, and I want to send something out to anybody listening that is a fan of that show. Show up for him. Let him know how much you love what he does. Because maybe if he heard that a little bit more from his listeners, he would believe it. Because he's got it. And I always support BJ, and I was glad to see him move on. And I hope he keeps the same attitude throughout the rest of the tournament.
It was interesting because it was like I almost think that great albums pushed a little too much. And by that, I mean they kind of woke up the sleeping giant, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they like BJ did not care. And then they gave him a reason to care by running up the vote. So right. two great shows. And unfortunately, Great Albums does not move on to round four. BJ does with Rock and or Roll Podcast. Our next bracket is Talk to Me, the Giant Killer, up against Classic Metal.
Oh, man. This one blew my mind. I've supported Josh throughout the whole tournament, and I will support him as long as he's in it. Josh has been very kind to me ever since I met him. Had me as a guest on his show. He's a super nice guy. He's got a show that has a different element. I mean, he still talks about rock and metal, but a different genre. Mm-hmm. Than most of us that are stuck in the past.
Right. Because music apparently did keep going after 1998.
Yeah, people tell me that, but who knew? Who knew? But I love what he does, and that he brings something different. He's very good at what he does, and he's an all-around nice guy. And the shows that he has taken out is it's amazing. But I couldn't be happier for the guy because he's a great dude, and he deserves it all. So.
Well, let's take a look at the stats here, okay? Classic Metal, in their first week, got 240 votes. In their second week, they got 209. In their third week, they got 150. Now, let's draw that same thing. If you look here on the board, you've got Talk To Me. Their stats for the same time, they grew each week. Can you believe right. that? He started out in week one with 128 votes to 184 votes the next round and up to 208. And he's getting tougher. He's bringing it each time. He's matching anybody. He took out Chris Jericho. He took out Eddie Trunk, the celebrity darlings of this tournament. And he is Joshua Toomey, the Giant Killer. He's earned it.
And here's another thing that people need to remember is we're all into this tournament and excited and we're pushing it, but unless you have listeners that are daily people on your Facebook page, you could have a lot of people like already voted. What? Oh, there's another. You have to remind people that there's multiple rounds.
Plus listener fatigue. They feel they did it once. I don't need to do it again.
Yeah, and I don't get that because, it's this isn't like filling out your tax return. This is clicking on it. But, there are listeners who might not live on Facebook, believe it or not.
So true.
Aren't daily Facebook people or are casually turned in or don't quite understand what the tournament is all about.
Some of them don't wear pants either.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm not either.
But, you know what I mean? You have to inform your audience. And the thing is, with each bracket being just 3 days, Ralph and I put out a show every week. There's a lot of shows that don't, though. So if you haven't talked about this on your show yet,
they might not be aware that it's happening.
Right. Because I think you would see higher numbers. I mean, certain shows, I believe, stuff like Eddie Trunk and Chris Jericho, they're getting paid, repaid, and parlayed,
All they'd have to do is make one announcement, and boom.
Right. But you know what I mean? They don't really give a shit either
no.
way. Because they're paid podcasters.
But
we paid a podcast.
Right. But the thing is that from now till the end of time, Joshua Toomey can say, yeah, I took them out.
Right.
So, the Giant Killer. Our last round from round three, our last bracket, was Cobras and Fire up against Zilch.
Oh.
Now let's take a look at how this one wound up. Cobras and Fire put up a tremendous effort. And they filled up the jerk socks. They really delivered the love. And I don't know what they're going to do with it at this point. But they had 181.
Hopefully wipe it off their face.
Well, there you go. They had 181 votes. Up against Zilch's 336, but let's look at those stats again. For round one, Cobras and Fire had 98, 121 the next week, and 181. So they were growing each time. Zilch, I had to wake those people up.
Right.
Of course, the band is 70-something.
Right, but here's the thing. Look at how your listeners turned out the previous bracket compared to the next bracket.
Right.
Big drop off.
Yeah. The first week, Zilch had 107, then 469, and then dropped back down to 336. But I believe there's some weird thing that's happening. Is that someone, you know, even today I said, hey, Joshua Toomey's getting closer to today's thing. And they said, oh, you're way ahead with 10 points. It's like, that can be gone in a matter of seconds, quite literally. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we're going to go live here to the current events, to what's actually happening right now here soon. We're going to be discussing round four. And I expect to be shocked one way or the other. Because things are fast and furious, 1 through 8, like I said earlier. It is a MF-er.
Oh, yeah.
And, a mud flapper.
While you've been babbling on, I've been updated, and I see numbers changing like crazy.
Oh, my God. Well.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, it's Cass. So, here we go. We are entering round 4, Ian.
Yes, sir.
I don't have the stats in front of me, but I do have the brackets. So, are you able to tell us the vote count live?
Yes, I am refreshing as we speak because I'm going to give you up-to-the-minute details.
Probably using one of Cobras and Fire's Coney wipes. That'll refresh you in so many ways.
All right. All right. So our first matchup that I'm reading is the Metal Voice versus Rock and or Roll.
Mm-hmm.
And right now they have 240 votes total, and the Metal Voice has it 50.4% to 49.6%. And just a minute ago, it was 50-50. And 2 minutes ago, Rock and or Roll was up. So that shows you how close this is and where it's going.
So what's the breakdown? How many votes for Metal Voice and how many votes for Rock and Roll Over? Rock and or Roll. I got Kiss on the brain. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
121 votes for the Metal Voice, 119. So a two-vote difference here.
And what's the percentages look like since it's that close?
It's 50.4% to 49.6%.
So that's what we're talking about. This is the minutia. This is the pubic hairs on this one. This is how close it's getting. So,
right. And BJ, if you think you had to fight last week, you have to fight twice as hard because the Metal Voice has made it this far. And like I said, I want to check their show out. By all means, they have an excellent show. Mm-hmm. Not that you don't, sir, but you're going to have to promote and you're going to have to rile up that fan base if you're going to make it past the Metal Voice.
Right. BJ, use the fact that you have the Cheap Talk listeners in your pocket. That's one place to go, seriously. Because right. they care about you. You know, you got that. There's something you can do. Little tip. But let's look at their stats from the previous 3 weeks, okay?
All right.
Metal Voice ended their first contest with 90 votes. Their second contest with 243. Their third contest with 171. So, interesting to see that. BJ grew each time. He's a grower, not a shower, right? BJ started out with a measly 76 up to an almost measly 91, and then all of a sudden, slam, bam, thank you, ma'am, it's 214, so he really wanted it. He had to eat the Wheaties and get out there and do it.
Right. All right, well, we go from that
Wait, if you're going to call, which one?
Oh, for that one?
Yeah. If
when
you I reunite, how wrong will we be?
Okay. Of course, I voted for Rock and or Roll simply out of my allegiance to BJ Cramp, and as I'm not yet familiar with Metal Voice, but I gotta give a slight edge to the Metal Voice just because he has been very active on social media, and from what I hear, has a great show. And if BJ, it's just my history.
How bad do you want it?
Yeah.
How bad do you want it?
He's going to have to fight for this one. And the thing is, can he keep that same spirit up for this round? And this is just the first day. So I don't know, but I'm going to give a slight edge to the Metal Voice. But I'm pulling for you, Rock and Roll.
I want Rock and or Roll to win, because again, the proximity and love and the years working with Mr. Cramp, both on the podcast and anything else we've done, Cheap Talk, whatever, I want him to win, but Metal Voice really has a hunger.
Yeah, and you got to respect that. You got to respect that.
Very true.
But let's go on to the next one, because it's the actual flip side of the matchup we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Decibel Geek against Hard Rock and Trivia. Now, we just talked about the tight race between Metal Voice and Rock and Roll, 240 votes.
Yeah.
Now we go to Decibel Geek and Hard Rock and Trivia, 161. And Decibel Geek is winning 86% to 14%, which is nothing new in these Decibel Geek matchups.
Right.
But when I click on it, I see 138 votes for Decibel Geek, 23 for Hard Rock and Trivia. And if you look at Decibel Geek in the first two rounds, it was very similar. I believe they won one matchup. The other show had 19 votes. But here's what worries me. All these people that showed up for Decibel Geek in the previous round, where are they today? Decibel Geek should be winning this by at least 200 more votes.
Yeah, by going what they've been able to bring. In their first week, they had 310. Second week, 310 in the first week, 248 in the second week, and then a whopping 580 votes. Of course, as of this, there's a day and a half left. They might show up. On the other hand, they might have that voter fatigue, right? They also might look at it and go, hey, you don't have much of a battle going on here.
And as I was talking about earlier, if listeners and fans are like, oh, we can sit this one out, are they going to remember this shit when it's the next round when Decibel Geek really needs them?
Right.
You know, because if they're not on Facebook and they're not paying attention, they may, oh, shit, I forgot about that tournament.
Right.
You know, and once again, this is all about the fans.
Yep.
These shows could have huge numbers. Look, like Eddie Trunk gets like 1 million per episode.
Mm-hmm.
But none of his fans showed up.
Right.
Decibel Geek has great numbers, a great product, a great fan base. But they got to keep coming back. And I'm calling you guys out because I know how great their fans are. And we share a lot of fans. And a lot of fans have discovered both of our shows, you know, together from listening to one or the other.
Right.
And I'm even asking my fan base, support these guys, because no podcast in the world has been more supportive to us than Decibel Geek. They're great guys. And show some respect by voting for them. Don't take them for granted. And don't just assume that they're going to win because, you know, they, you know, very close race last week. And Hard Rock and Trivia, you've made it this far, but you've been in some light brackets, some light matchups.
Which is not to take anything from them as a show. You made it to 64.
No. And that's what I'm saying, though, is they have people who love this show. They need to show up. They need, and I know he's been spreading this on social media, but I think he needs to do a little bit more because, I mean, 23 is a little embarrassing for a show that's made it this far.
Right. You're going up against the mighty Decibel Geek. They are not fucking around.
So my prediction for this
round
is I really think this is a no-brainer for Decibel Geek. And again, no disrespect to the other show, but you know, if you've only been able to muster that many voters today, you're going to be in trouble.
So we both pick Decibel Geek. We both pick Rock and Roll. As we move into the next two brackets, and this is where it starts to get a little personal. The padre of pod is getting gray hair over this. I went to bed last night. I saw that the contests were up. I shared them. We were an easy 20-some points or whatever away, and I went to bed with a smile on my face. And I woke up, and that smile had something else in its place. Talk to me up against Zilch. My God, he brought it hard.
Oh.
The giant killer is ready to kill another one. I'm not saying that we're as big as Jericho or big as Eddie Trunk, but damn, we have a pretty rabid fan base. which is pretty good for a lot of people that were teenagers in the 60s, their retirement age. But, you know, we're doing pretty good. And there's a lot of young people. It's really weird. There's a lot of young girls still in love with the Monkees. Like, every day someone falls in love with Davy Jones with those bird eyes. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about.
It's great songs. It's a great show. You know, it's something you don't get anymore.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So, you know, the Monkees are awesome. But Toomey, holy cow, did he turn this up? Because you had a much more comfortable lead just earlier. I just refreshed, and it's even closer now.
Oh, my God. I'm scared. What is it?
Okay. With a total of 507 votes, it is Zilch up 53% to 47, Talk to Me.
Wow.
If you break down the votes, it's 268 for Zilch, 241 for Talk to Me. That is not a lot of difference.
That is so close. Will people take the last train to Clarksville and vote? Will it come out? I mean, we've got another day and a half. A lot can happen. But I've told everybody. I've even had to explain to people that what this, you know, what Talk to Me is all about, the show. And I've said that it's more modern metal, but it's so much more than that. It's a great show, and we encourage people to check out any of these shows. You'll have a good time. Check them out. Get your own. Make your own opinion, right, Ian?
Right. I mean, I love both of these, and unfortunately, I had to take a bracket off from my Love Fest with you this week.
You son of a bitch.
I know. But I had to go for Josh. Like I said, he's a great friend, a great show, and I love Zilch as well. I love them both. But I'm really excited to see Josh move on because, you know, it's a newer show in terms of podcasting, but he has done really well for himself. And as a metalhead, you know,
And the podcasting industry as well. I mean, yeah, he's gotten a lot of press for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I was just going to say. Gorilla, before you... You cut me off.
I'm sorry.
I see him on Blabbermouth all the time.
Yep.
And for metalheads, that's the ESPN or the CNN news of, you know, metal. You go there every day to see what's going on, and you constantly see stories that come from his episodes. And I couldn't be more proud of his success because he's a nice guy.
Right.
That being said, do not underestimate Peter Tork.
That's right. And Michael Nesmith, Davy Jones, or Mickey Dolenz.
That's right, because when you guys need to, you can fucking bring it like I couldn't believe. Like, I seriously had no idea how big Zilch was. I enjoyed it, but I did not know that it was as big and rabid as it was. And all you had to do was dial it up one week and say, hey, wake up. And they came out like gangbusters. And that's what scares me. That's what scares me for Josh. Because I think if at another day or two of this, of it being close, and you pick up the fucking bat phone and call all the fellow monkey heads, it could change like that. So this is his toughest battle. And that's something great to say to you because, I mean, look who he's taken out. But this is his strongest competition yet.
The giant killer or the chubby, the really fat guy with the goatee. One or the other.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to say this much. Whether Zilch goes on to the next round or takes a whole damn thing, it's an honor to be nominated, seriously. And I think we can say that. But it's especially cool because the Monkees have never gotten any respect, whether it's, you know, with the Rolling Stone crowd or whatever, the rock elite or whatever you want to call it. And a lot of people write them off. I mean, Cobras and Fires, Baco, he was saying, I can't fucking believe I'm losing to the Monkees.
Well, I tell you what, you've inspired me because, you know, you do have some podcasts about some underdogs. I mean, almost all of yours are underdogs. Cheap Trick don't get the respect they deserve. Mm-hmm. The Monkees don't get the respect they deserve. Kiss doesn't get the respect it deserves. So as soon as I lose in this tournament, Ralph and I are going to start a podcast about Ambrosia. Yeah, you know.
The Partridge Family is an untapped resource.
Hmm. I'd like to tap Susan Day.
There you go. You know, it's weird. Right. It's weird. Before we move into the last thing, I'm sure you've reached the point that I have. Remember when you were younger, everybody would say, which one would you want to hang out with, Marianne or Ginger, right?
Right.
But I'm now old enough that Mrs. Howell is now in the equation, too.
you're going to go for the money in the early retirement.
Oh, lovey. I say lovey. So, it, you know, there's a lot of love all the way around. Now, this is the toughest one to talk about. There are, we've got listeners that would go toe-to-toe, literally, but it's a love fest, and we're saying, be kind, be cool, and there's a Marvel comic book that Kiss did, Marvel Super Special. All the Kiss fans are out there going, oh my God, Kiss!
Oh my God!
Oh my God! But there was a character named Dizzy that said, play hard, play fair, nobody hurt. And that's what I am kind of dubbing the official theme of this here contest. Ian, tell them what it's all about.
Well, let me refresh it, because I want up-to-date stats. But it is the Mighty Podkist versus the Rock and Metal Combat Podcast. And, oh my God, I was nervous about this one. I was like, you know what? We made it this far. And, you know, this is when we're going to get dethroned. And but I went into this with a great positive attitude because, you know, I mean, I want to go on. But if we got to go down, I want to go down on you.
Hot.
You know? Hot.
Exactly.
We have much respect for Podkist and the Kiss Room. And I knew this was going to be an uphill battle because not only are you battling the mighty Kiss Army, but because of said drama, our show does have a lot of haters. So I was like, oh, man, you know, this, how are we going to fight the Kiss Army and the haters? And what a turnout it has been. No podcast battle yet has got this many votes this fast. As of right now, we are sitting at 820 votes in not even 24 hours.
Wow.
Yes. And if you break that down, it's 52% Rock and Metal Combat Podcast to 48% Podkist. But let's look at the numbers. And just while when we started talking, we were up 53%. And that just shows you this keeps changing. We have 429 votes for the Rock and Metal Combat Podcast, 396 for Podkist. That is not a big vote difference right there.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, this is neck and neck, and I cannot believe that it is this close because I did not think we stood a snowball's chance in hell against, you know, this is, you know, General Mills versus General Apathy. And
the Hookie with the Wookie up against your crew. It's amazing. We've got Garrisite, Gary Schaller, one hell of a guitar player. And he's the guy who kicked it all off. And then we got Matt Porter.
Yes.
And we've got Courtney Cronin-Dold and BJ Kahuna Cramp. I mean, the deck, it had lots of people there. There's Craig and Christine and everybody. So, you know, it's a big bunch of talent on that bench, and we're coming for you.
Yeah, and you're up against us, so you should be winning by a much larger margin.
No, nothing but respect, and it's been really cool between our listeners, and it's just an incredible fight. This one's gonna leave us tired and gasping.
Well, here's the thing. We threw a gauntlet down on our latest episode that we put up just Sunday. We're discussing this on Thursday. And we told our audience, you know, because we wanted to see more votes for our listenership. The people on our page, we were winning, but the turnout was like 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And that just simply won't do. And we said, look, if we get fucking embarrassed, we're going to take a break because we've only missed 2 weeks in about 4.5 years. We're very consistent with our excuse me, with our episodes. And also, because of me, we stopped doing Kiss episodes, which were very popular. We said,
oh my God, Kiss.
Oh my God. We said, look, if you guys don't at least make it respectable, not only are we going to go on vacation for a while, you know, and you're going to have to wait, but if you show up, we will bring back Kiss-themed episodes, which are our most popular episodes.
So you're giving your listeners an incentive. If this is what you want, get it done.
Yeah, and we did that to kick them in the ass to get them going because we do. I mean, we got the hardcores that show up on the page every day, but that is a small percentage of the overall people on the page of the people, you know, of the people who listen each week. So I wanted to put out that way to reach people who maybe aren't aware of this tournament and to try to get that fan base going again, you know, and to bring them together as a brotherhood. And you know what? It worked, because there's no way in God's gray earth that we should be up right now, even if by a very small margin. And you know what? If this is all said and done and you guys win, which I predict will happen.
What you talking about, Willis?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, this is a fight, and the fact that we're even up at this point, I couldn't be more proud of our listeners, and I couldn't thank them enough, because this is amazing. You know, going up against the Kiss Army and the haters, and even if it's just for a small period of time, having a lead, but not even that. Look at all the people who turned out for both shows.
Yep. A lot of respect on the board.
In less than 24 hours. And this is exactly what we wanted to do with this tournament. Even though it took, you know, side turns into drama and all this other bullshit, what we wanted to do was get the fans involved. And that's what fans of both of our shows have done. And there's been zero drama between either show, because there's nothing but love between myself and Ralph to you and you guys to us. We were all friends. We all respect each other. And our audiences have been doing the same. You haven't seen any trash talk, just nothing but positive support on both sides. This is what it's all about, and we are slaying it with positivity, and that's awesome.
Amen. Yeah. So here we are, round four, going to end in a day and a half as of this recording. And
3 days. 3 days this ends.
Oh, 3 days this ends? I thought it was a day and a half. Oh my God, this is gonna. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
But
oh my God, Hot in the Shade isn't just demos. It's a great album. Oh my God.
Okay. there are some good songs on it, but
I love ones a lot of people hate.
Which ones do you love?
What's that one? Love Me to Hate You?
Yeah, You Love Me to Hate You.
Oh, I fucking love that song. And Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell.
That song's about Gene's taint, according to
Courtney. That's what Courtney told me.
Yeah, I love that joke.
She kills it. Yeah, there's some shit I love on that album. But, you know, then there's like, you know, Cadillac Dreams and Silver Spoon and
right,
a bunch of other songs.
King of Hearts. But, you know, if you ever listen to Kings of Heart, it's a lot like Panama.
Actually, it's nothing like Panama.
No. Listen, if you got a guitar, play them both and listen to the chord changes. Panama's a million times better song, but it's almost like they were trying to do something. Do you want me to cue it up so we can talk about it real quick?
No. What'd I do to you to deserve that shit?
Nothing, but I think it would be funny since we're talking about it. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what. As long as you don't play Read My Body, I'll be fine.
No. Okay, let me find it, okay? Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right.
We will pause for station identification.
Yeah. Just in case anyone in the podcast feed's going, what's this shit all about? all right, here we go. Let me turn it up. This isn't the part I'm talking about, but you'll hear the. It's gonna kick off here soon.
Do it!
Listen, right here. Did you hear it? And it's even more so later in the song. You know, seriously, it's even more later in the song when they revisit that. So
I had to bring up Hot in the Shade.
I'll teach you.
Great tour. My first Kiss tour. Saw it twice.
All right. So here we are, round four. Everybody that's in this.
Well, let me ask you before we move on. I predict Podkiss will move on. What is your prediction?
Let's take a look at our week one's predictions, which I happen to have right here. You said Podkiss and Decibel Geek, that those would be the final two.
Right, but because I can't read and I don't know how brackets work, that is impossible that those shows will be in the final.
Well, whatever. That's still what you said. So.
Right.
Yeah, anything's possible. You know, who knows? But anyway. But even if they don't wind up in the next two, if you guys lose, we go up against Decibel Geek. So that would be your match, right?
Right.
So I said that it was going to be Decibel Geek versus Rock and Metal Combat Podcast, since I can't read either. So, you know.
But somehow we host the show.
Yeah. So look, but see, honestly, let's just be honest. I got faith in myself. You got faith in yourself. But we were thinking, shit, we'll be lucky if we make it out of week one. You know what I mean?
Oh, I didn't know, man. When I saw we're going up against Cassius Morris, I was like, oh, shit. We're fucked.
So in a way, you and I have predicted what's going to happen next one way or the other. It's either going to be Podkiss the Kiss Room or Rock and Metal Combat Podcast up against Decibel Geek, the way things are looking.
So basically, we're both wrong, but one of us is more wrong.
Yeah, or we were both right and one of us was more right, one or the other.
I would just like to extend, though, my love and gratitude to you, sir, and the entire podcast team. And no matter what happens, I love it because this is a classy battle. It's all about the fans. They're keeping it classy. They're showing up. They're showing support. That's what it's all about. And it's an honor just to be here.
It's an honor to be with you as well. You and Ralph and all your listeners. Seriously, you guys got to give them a name. I called you guys the Ralph and Ian Army earlier. So, but oh my God, it's Ralph and Ian.
The Salvation Army.
Oh my God, it's Ralph and Ian. But seriously, you gotta give them a name. We need a name.
I don't know. It's kind of on the spot right now. Yeah. I just love them. I love them.
And
they're
there's nothing
lovers.
Wrong with that. Well, and I love our listeners and anyone that's ever shared the show. That's seriously a big thing you can do, believe it or not. Just share that show. It's as simple as voting in this thing, right? It's one little click.
It's
not that difficult.
What I love right now is this tournament's getting back to what it was supposed to be in the beginning, which is fun, and fun for everybody involved, and I'm happy about that. And I know there's nothing but love amongst the remaining shows, so I expect a very positive finish to this tournament, and that
makes
me happy.
No matter what, you can say you made it to round 4, round 8, round 16, however
so if
it worked
I show
out.
Up at Denny's on my birthday and I say I made it to the 4th round, I get a free breakfast. That's
or at least one of those cookies at Eaton Park. So there you go. But I'll tell you what, you know, you, Rock and Metal Combat Podcast, and Talk to Me were so vicious today that I went to the doctor, and I've lost 58 pounds since February. But today I got weighed, and I'm down 5.9 pounds, and I think that's because the Rock and Metal Combat listeners and Talk to Me's listeners took a big chunk out of me. So there you go.
I love you no matter what weight.
As long as you love me. Every little thing that you have said and done. It's not right to sing Backstreet Boys to.
It's not. Island, it's not. It? I didn't prove that message.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. If somehow or another, Podkiss or Rock and Metal Combat makes it, do you want to do a Backstreet Boys episode just in honor of it?
No.
Oh, come on. That'd be hilarious.
But what's awesome, no matter who makes it, who goes on.
Seriously,
you know,
listen.
We'll be
if our listeners put us through, no matter which one, You and I will do a top five of the Backstreet Boys, you and me.
I don't know five Backstreet Boys songs.
Well, you'll have to learn then.
Oh,
I'll
man.
Give you recommendations.
That's only if I lose.
I'll bet that there's fans out there that would love to hear you talk about it.
Yeah, all three of them.
I know Nate Atkinson's out there right now.
Yeah.
Stroking his bushy beard. All righty. Well, thank you, Victor Ruiz. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yes, sir.
And, I'm trying to find out one part of the song I love.
That's every part.
Yeah. No, I messed it up. I totally boofed that one. That's a new word that's in the vocabulary.
Yeah, that means farting, right?
That's what some would have us believe.
I like beer.
I like beer. I like
beer. I like
beer.
I like working out with Tobin and Squeeze and Donkey Dong Don and Gang Bang Greg.
Well, everyone, we want to thank you for listening to our nonsense. In the words of Diamond David Lee Roth, which quote should we leave them with?
Look at all the people here tonight.
That's right.
Hopefully
vote.
You're all checking this out and enjoying it.
Vote. Vote, vote, vote. We don't care who you vote for, but vote. This is kind of getting everyone ready for the midterms, right? Not to bring
Damn
politics
right.
in it, but
Damn
get
right.
out there, have your say. That's what this is all about, having your say. Even if you're lipping lapping for a lopta loopty or whatever the hell that is.
That's right.
All righty. Oh, my God, kiss. We will see you on the next round.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's Ralph at the end. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's Ear Peeler. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's Decibel Geek. Oh, my God. It's BJ Crab. Oh my God, it's Joshua Thiemy. Alright, final four coming up.
Alright, we'll see you in about 4 days.
Alright, brother, we'll see you.
Alright, bye.
No, don't take them off. Don't take
them
off. Yeah, that's it. A little more to the right.
That's right.
I know, I can't stop because the song's gone. Oh, yeah!
It's Diamond David Lee Roth. Check out the Podcast King Tournament, mother. Right here on Dave TV.
I'll pay you for it.